Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Now Playing, and I shared a passage of scripture found at the end of John chapter 21. Here's what it says in verse 2. It says, "Now Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, 'I'm going fishing.' They said to him, 'We will go with you.' They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as the day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, 'Children, do you have any fish?' They answered him, 'No.' He said to them, 'Cast a net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.' So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish." Verse 7, "That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped from the work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of the fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off." You know, in the series, we talk about how great stories often point to the greatest story. And we shared about a movie called Overcomer, which really is a story of redemption, of second chances. There's a man named Thomas Hill who, you know, is blind and his body's failing, but he had lived a kind of a rough life and abandoned his child 15 years earlier. And yet we see through the movie that he gets a complete second chance at redemption. And it's a wonderful story. But I couldn't help but think about Peter, that, you know, a real life story of redemption, that it wasn't long before what I just read that Peter was the one who stood up in front of everyone and said, "Even if everyone runs, I'm not going to run. I'll go to my death for you." Peter was told that he was going to deny Christ. And he said, "There's no way." And yet that very night, he denied Christ three times. You know, Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to Peter. I'm sure they had conversations about it. But here it is, in this last story about them interacting. They go out to fish at night, and they didn't catch anything. And Jesus is on the shore 100 yards off, so it's possibly dark out, and they don't know it's him. And he tells them, "Hey, I think, you know," he might have just thought it was a suggestion, "throw it on the right side of the boat." And sure enough, they have all this fish. And that's when John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, says to Peter, "It's the Lord." And Peter immediately dives in and goes towards the shore. Now, I want you to think about that, because a lot of times I think that when we have done something that we feel ashamed of, or we've lived a life that we would look at and go, "Wow, God would not be pleased with this," it's the first thing that hinders us from going towards Jesus, because we're so afraid that we're going to be driven towards shame, that maybe God's not going to accept us. But Peter did not allow that to drive his pursuit of Christ. That's the beautiful thing about this passage. And as the passage goes on, then we know Jesus literally says to Peter three times, "Do you love me? I want you to feed my sheep." And it's just a beautiful picture that, you know, that even though Peter did something that that many of us cringe at, Jesus looked at him with love and he restored him and he commissioned him to become one of the leaders of the early church. It's a beautiful picture of redemption. I think when we look at our lives and we think about the things that we've done in our life, oftentimes we see ourselves as not deserving of the love of God. And we see ourselves certainly as not deserving of being able to partner with God and trying to serve God for his purposes. And we always, at times, can put those things in front of the real task at hand, which is just running towards Jesus and allowing him to call the shots in our life. That's the beauty of this passage, that Peter got a second chance, because that's who God is. That's who Jesus Christ is. God, I just want to thank you for being such a wonderful, just a wonderful picture of grace and mercy and love. And I thank you, God, that you found a way to grit our hearts to be connected to yours. And by your gospel, we all receive redemption when we come to you in faith. God, use our lives, regardless of our past. Use our brokenness, our shame, the things that we've done, and use it for your glory somehow. Lord, you've paid for it on the cross. God, now use it for something better. We ask that in your son's name. Maybe just take a second wherever you're at and just thank the Lord that he loves you, and don't let anything get in the way of your pursuit of Jesus. Just tell him that right now. Thank you. thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast. Until next time, God bless. Thank you.